Radio Prague News.
Environment activists are filing dozens of lawsuits against the police and management of the Šumava National Park. Top 09 has urged activists and the park's management to resolve their dispute at the negotiating table. And Czech opera diva Milada Šubertová has died at the age of 87. Environment activists are reportedly filing dozens of lawsuits against the police and management of the Šumava National Park over the logging of bark beetle-infested trees and the actions of the police against members of the blockade. A complaint has also been sent to the ombudsman. Lawyers consulted by the environment activists say that by all accounts, logging in that area of the protected nature reserve is illegal. One of the protesters has asked a court to stop the police actions against environment activists on the grounds that the officers are assisting an illegal activity. A group of around 50 environment activists have now been there for close to a fortnight, chaining themselves to trees in an effort to physically prevent logging. Meanwhile, the park's management has ordered logging to continue despite the controversy, saying that thousands of still healthy trees are at risk of infestation. One of the ruling parties of the Czech coalition government, Top 09, has asked the park's management and environment activists to go back to the negotiating table and resolve the matter in a civilized manner. The party's leader, Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg, said the controversy had come to resemble a pseudo-religious war in which neither side was willing to listen to the arguments of the other. He criticized the park's management for sidelining academicians who were ready to give valuable advice and said the environment ministry was doing nothing to diffuse the tension. Top 09 said it had received assurances from environment activists that if the ministry organized a roundtable debate on the issue, they would end the blockade. Czech opera diva Milada Šubertová has died at the age of 87. The soprano first appeared on stage in 1945, where she excelled, starring in The Bartered Bride. 4 years later, she joined the prestigious National Theatre Ensemble, where with her three-octave range, she quickly became one of its star singers. She remained true to the country's number one opera stage over a successful career spanning more than 40 years. She also made numerous recordings for Czech radio and Czech television. An appellate court in Olomouc has handed out sentences of 5 and 6 years to two men who beat to death a homeless man in the city of Prostějov late last year. The two men had appealed an earlier ruling by a regional court which sent the main culprit to 1.5 years in prison and gave his accomplice a much lighter sentence. Both appealed the verdict, which was benevolent on the grounds of the victim's poor state of health, which the judge said had contributed to his death. The appellate court ruled that the two men were to be held fully responsible for the result of the grievous injuries they had inflicted. According to colourplanet.cz, 1,181 gay and lesbian couples entered into registered partnerships since the respective law enabling this came into force 5 years ago. 89 registered partnerships were annulled over that period. The law legalising registered partnerships was approved in 2006 after lengthy debate and 4 rejected bills. It gives gays and lesbians similar rights as in marriage but does not allow them to adopt children. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be warm and sunny with the daytime highs reaching 27 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová and that's the end of the news.
This is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio, with me, Jan Wellinger, in today's program. The Czech national football squad gives Spain a run for the money in a thrilling European Under-19 championship final. And a Czech mole and an American astronaut return from space to tour the Czech Republic. That's all ahead. Now, Spain were undeniably the favorites to win their 5th UEFA European Under-19 Championship title going into Monday's final, and in the end their team persevered, defeating the Czech Republic 3-2. Despite the loss, most would agree the Czech team gave the Spanish squad a run for the money. The Czechs repeatedly threatened, scored the opener, and led twice before Spain came from behind to seal the victory. The first half was decidedly even. It was in the second that the Czechs' under-19 squad delivered. Jaroslav Krejci opened the scoring in the 52nd minute, shooting through two defenders to beat Badia. Spain had a chance to equalize soon afterwards, but goalkeeper Tomáš Koubek, excellent in the tournament, turned a close-range shot away with a fine reflex save. The score remained 1-0 until the 85th minute, when Spain tied it. Early into extra time, the Czechs scored first again, and Krejci was again instrumental by sending a clever cross to Lacha, who wasted no time firing in. Badia was powerless on the play. Unfortunately for the Czechs, that was as close as they came to winning it. Spain coach Jiménez Meléndez's decision to bring in Alcázar was soon to pay off against the Czech defense. He scored twice, in the 108th and 115th minutes. In the first shot, Morata headed the ball for him to slot it easily past Koubek. The second goal, the Czech goalie got part of his glove on it but couldn't stop it from going in. With 5 minutes left, the Czechs were no longer able to get anything going and had to settle for silver, missing an opportunity to be the first Czech team to win the U19 title. After the final, here's what coach Jaroslav Hřebík had to say.
We played in such a manner that we were winning 5 minutes before the end. The Spanish players must have been worried whether or not they would be able to equalize. This was the sixth match in 17 days, and it was unbelievable. Our players were fantastic. Now they're in tears in the changing room. It's too bad, but we lost.
Overall, the team performed admirably throughout the tournament, producing the second most goals in the competition. They were sharp, quick on the ball, and produced chances. And commentators in the Czech press described the team's finish as silver with a tinge of gold. Vladimír Táborský, a Czech football expert, points out there were moments in the final when the title was agonizingly close, but key decisions and several factors put the title beyond reach.
Luck played a bit of a role in the final result, and maybe we lacked enough remaining strength in extra time. The Spanish coach's decision to bring on the player who scored 2 goals, of course, paid off. The big surprise was how well we matched up against Spain, the favorite. There were even moments in the match when we were better, and we came close to winning the whole thing.
Even in defeat, finishing as finalists in the under-19 competition sends a very positive signal for the future of Czech football, which has floundered at the senior level. Two of the team's players, defender and squad captain Jakub Brabec and striker Tomáš Přikryl, were listed at UEFA.com as players to watch, and many others on the team weren't too shabby either. The Czech Republic's Deník Sport, for example, highlighted Ladislav Krejci, Adam Janoš and Patrik Lacha as key players on the Czech team. Now, the Czech cartoon character Krtek, or Little Mole, has been given a hero's welcome back home after spending 2 weeks in space. The American astronaut Andrew Feustel, who took Krtek to space aboard the Endeavour space shuttle, arrived in Prague last week with his family and is now touring the Czech Republic with Krtek to promote science and technology among young Czechs. Jan Richter reports.
Drew, Indira, Aiden, Ari, vitejte. Jsme opravdu šťastní, že vás muzeum.
U.S. Ambassador Norman Eisen welcomed Krtek together with astronaut Andrew Feustel and his family at Prague Airport on Friday. The little mole, created by animator Zdeněk Miller in the 1950s, spent 2 weeks in space in May on board of the U.S. space shuttle Endeavour. Andrew Feustel, whose wife Indira has Czech roots, explained why Krtek was chosen for the mission.
The reason that Krtek was chosen because he's familiar to so many generations here in the Czech Republic and all over Europe and all over the world now. And so we hope that through his adventures in space, children and the youth will become interested in math and science and technology and help to, you know, grow that education, those experiences towards future careers in technology.
The Czech Academy of Sciences, which invited Andrew Feustel to Prague, awarded him a medal for propagating science and research as the third American astronaut after John Blaha and Eugene Cernan, both of whom had a Czech connection, just like Mr. Feustel's wife, whose mother was born in Znojmo. This was the second time Andrew Feustel took something or someone Czech with him to space. On his first mission, the astronaut had a book of poems entitled Cosmic Songs by the 19th century Czech writer Jan Neruda. But it seems Krtek's company was more enjoyable.
Well, Krtek looked out the window a lot. He got to brush his teeth, and we fed him some food, and he also tried on the spacesuit.
The astronaut, in fact, took two little moles with him to space, and he gave one of them to the character's creator, Zdeněk Miller, when they met over the weekend. The other bigger one is now busy helping Andrew Feustel in his new role as a co-chair of a U.S. Embassy-sponsored project called Junior Ambassadors for Science and Technology, as Ambassador Norman Eisen pointed out.
This pilot program is going to be targeted at Czech youth. We will do it in partnership also with Czech American businesses to reach out to them at an early age and get them to participate in science and to show how fantastic a career in science and engineering can be.
With the U.S. space shuttle program scrapped, however, they will have to wait some time before flying out to space, at least on American vessels. But Andrew Feustel is definitely optimistic about the future of the American space program.
We will continue to support the space station program and missions to space with the Russians, and eventually the United States will have additional rockets of our own, both through NASA and private industry, and we look forward to returning to the space station on our rockets and then possibly flying beyond to the moon and eventually someday in our lifetimes, I believe, onto Mars.
U.S. astronaut Andrew Feustel there talking about the possibilities of U.S. space travel. He, of course, is touring the Czech Republic with that famous Czech animated character Krteček or Krtek, also known as the Little Mole. And, of course, Little Mole is a favorite with many of our listeners. If you have an opinion or would like to comment, you can do so easily by writing us at the station here. The address is english@radio.cz or Vinohradská 12 120 99 Prague 2, the Czech Republic. We had a lot of responses this year already because of Mr. Zdeněk Miller's birthday. He turned 90 this year, so do get in touch with us. Now we turn to today's main feature, which is Czech history. In Czech history, Colleen O'Connor looks at the life and career of legendary Czech actor Jiří Voskovec. And this episode was first broadcast in 2008.
Nazdar, přátelé, tady je Voskovec minus Verich u amerického kukátka. Tak tedy dnes slavíme výročí své říjnové svobody.
The voice of Jiří Voskovec, one half of the legendary Czech duo Voskovec and Verich, whose work at the Liberated Theatre, or Osvobozené divadlo, in the 1920s and 30s, left an indelible mark on Czech culture. Jiří Voskovec was born near Benešov in 1905. He became friends with his future collaborator Jan Verich after they met while they were still in high school. In 1925, they established Osvobozené divadlo, or the Liberated Theatre, which soon became one of the most popular venues in Czechoslovakia. The editor of the Svět a divadlo theatre magazine, Jakub Škorpil, has done extensive research on the work of Voskovec and Verich, and is in no doubt about the importance of the duo's work to the development of Czech theatre.
They somehow became cult figures because they were using the principles of avant-garde theater, of modern theater, combined with pop culture, of popular music, of jazz, of course. And they were first who were able to combine a Czech language or simply Czech lyrics to the jazz music, which was some breakthrough or which was really unique at the era.
Z vedlejšího domu, co jsem jí měl tak rád, vykládá teď kde komu, jaký jsem špatný chlap, že prej mě kvůli tomu nemůže juzovat.
Voskovec and Verich's astute use of popular music by legendary jazz pianist Jaroslav Ježek and their own unconventional humor soon had crowds flocking to the intimate space of the Liberated Theatre, and the pair quickly became a fixture on the cultural landscape of Czechoslovakia between the wars. According to Jakub Škorpil, their success left a lasting impact on Czech theatre and influenced subsequent generations of theatrical artists.
After the war and during the communist era, they somehow became models for new generation of performers like Jiří Suchý and all the movement of so-called small theaters, like mainly Semafor, Jiří Suchý and Jiří Schlitter, and all this movement which became at the 60s.
Tady Voskovec a Verich. Všem fašistům halo, halo, halo.
Halo, H jako Hitler.
A jako Adolf.
L.
As Voskovitz and Verich's work evolved, it became more satirical in tone, and they used their biting humour to address many of the issues that preoccupied the generation that came of age in Czechoslovakia in the 1920s and 30s. Jakub Škorpil again.
They, of course, were speaking for the socially disadvantaged people. They were talking and making fun of things that normal people thought were funny, or they were talking about troubles the normal people had. So this was the situation, and they were extremely popular. They were really two cult figures in the pre-war.
Sometimes Voskovitz and Verich's plays were so provocative that their work took on a relevance that was not simply confined to the cultural arena, but to society at large. Not least when an infamous riot broke out after right-wing extremists tried to break up a performance of their anti-Nazi piece, Executioner and Fool, in 1934. Given the subversive anti-fascist tone of much of their output, it's no surprise that both Voskovitz and Verich felt compelled to flee Czechoslovakia just before Nazi Germany annexed the country in 1939. They spent the war years in the United States, where they continued to work whenever they could. This included playing Stefano and Trinculo on a Broadway production of The Tempest, which was well received by critics, and they also wrote and broadcast many Czech programs for the Voice of America station. When the war ended, both men returned to Prague to reopen the liberated theatre. Their attempts to repeat their pre-war success were cut short, however, when the Communist Party seized power in 1948. There was no room for the seditious humour of Voskovitz and Verich's work under the new totalitarian regime, and their theatre was closed down. Sadly, this spelled the end of the hugely successful Voskovitz and Verich partnership, as Voskovitz decided to emigrate while his friend elected to stay at home. Jakub Škorpil says both men probably took their decision on the basis of their family circumstances.
Verich already had wife from Czech Republic. He had daughter. So maybe this what played some role in his deciding to stay in Czech Republic. Maybe he and his family, maybe they were not so happy in America as maybe Voskovec, who always has been more international type of person, if you can say. Even his family, his mother was French, so he had those basics, so it was maybe easier for him to just leave.
Voskovitz eventually settled in the United States after spending a couple of years in France. Although his background meant it was possible for him to make a new life for himself in a foreign country, he never forgot his Czech origins. The art collector and fellow Czech emigre, Meda Mladková, became friends with Voskovitz in America, and he often stayed at her house in Washington.
We became very good friends, obviously. Every night we had dinner together. We had very wonderful discussions because we both were refugees. We both remembered our country, especially Prague, and we just became friends. Voskovec was great patriot. When we were alone, we were talking only about our country.
Ah, he's sailing back to home sweet home, Dutch biggest pipe dream of all. What little brain the poor Lainey has left that isn't in whiskey pickled, Hickey has made crazy.
The sound of Jerzy Voskovec acting in English as the Boer War veteran Piet Wetjoen in the 1973 film version of Eugene O'Neill's The Iceman Cometh. It was a relatively small part for an actor who had always enjoyed star billing in his homeland. But Meda Mladková says this was something he had to get used to in America.
He spoke well English, but he had the accent. I mean, we never lose the accent when we didn't start to learn the language when we were 3 years old. So he never could have the first role, I mean, really be. He always was the second one, if you wish. But he played with Elizabeth Taylor, with Burton, with, you know, great actors. sometimes he was very unhappy because he had probably to accept some place which he would not have liked so very much. He had a very difficult life. I remember very well, you see, we have a beautiful house in San Tomas in Virgin Island, I mean the Caribbean island, and I was telling him many times, why don't you go now and rest? He said, Mela, I cannot afford it. I have to sit in New York next to the telephone day and night to get a new engagement. You can imagine, he could not afford to spend 3 or 4 weeks somewhere to rest.
Despite the fact that Jerzy Voskovets, or George Voskovec as he became known to Western audiences, often had to struggle to make ends meet, he did eventually establish himself as a highly respected character actor in both theatre and film. He played juror number 12 in the classic legal drama 12 Angry Men, and also had substantial roles in many other films. He was equally prolific in the theatre. He won an Obie Award for his performance of the title role in Franchot Tone's production of Uncle Vanya, and was a member of the original cast for the first theatrical run of Cabaret. He also worked with many of the leading directors of his day, including John Gielgud, Tyrone Guthrie and Peter Brook. Jerzy Voskovets died at the age of 76 in his adopted country, just a few months after his long-standing friend and partner, Jan Verich, had also passed away.
Tak vedlejšího domu, co jsem jí měl tak rád, vykládá teď kde komu, jaký jsem špatnej chlap, že prej mě kvůli tomu nemůže júzovat. A napsala mi psaní, nechci být tvou paní, však já si dojdu za ní, až si seženu džab a řeknu, já už tě nechci bádrovat, jinýho můžeš milovat. Byl jsem pro tě hloupej, no tak OK, ale jedno je šur, že takovou jak ty holku najdu na každém sidewalku. Dneska už tě tedy vidím naposledy, já přec nejsem sugar daddy.
Colleen O'Connor with that edition of Czech History, looking at the life and career of the great Czech actor Jiří Voskovec. I remember seeing him for the first time, or having it pointed out to me that he was one of the members of the jury in that film, 12 Angry Men, starring Henry Fonda. Now, though, we turn to today's final feature, which is another edition of Soundcheck, in which you can learn Czech idioms through song lyrics. And today's episode was produced and is presented by Ruth Frankova.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Soundcheck Radio Prague's Czech language series, in which you can learn idioms through song lyrics. Today we'll be listening to a song called S cizí ženou v cizím pokoji, and the phrase to look out for is Nejsem ve své kůži.
S cizí ženou v cizím pokoji, jak nejsem ve své kůži. Řekl mi, snad to schází mě a snad to schází mě. Nejspíš mi to schází obojí. S cizí ženskou v cizím pokoji, proč jsem před ně vůbec a proč pyžamo? Proč se dívám, jaký zbytek sámu? Foj, proč neřeknu madam, tak svoje nápadám.
The title of the song, S cizí ženou v cizím pokoji, means in a strange room with a strange woman. The singer, who happens to be in this situation, obviously feels uneasy. He hints that by saying Nejsem ve své kůži, which literally translates as I don't feel right in my skin. Listen to the phrase once again.
S cizí ženou v cizím pokoji, jak nejsem ve své kůži.
When you are not feeling right in your skin and you are really sick of something, you may even feel like jumping out of your skin, as it is expressed by the phrase vyskočit or vyletět z kůže. I guess everyone feels this way once in a while, except perhaps those with hippo skin or hroší kůže, which is the Czech equivalent of being thick-skinned. Czechs can also have goose skin, unlike the English, who have goose bumps.
S cizí ženou v cizím pokoji,
jak nejsem ve své kůži. Řekl mi, snad to schází mě, snad to schází mě.
You can also get under someone else's skin, dostat se někomu pod kůži, and you can even find yourselves in someone else's skin, or as we say in Czech, být v cizí kůži. The closest English translation of this phrase is to be in someone else's shoes. And finally, some skin-related phrases that have identical meaning in Czech and in English. Get soaked to the skin, promoknout na kůži, and save one's skin, zachránit si kůži. And I'm afraid that's all we have time for today. If you want to check this or any of the previous lessons, go to our website www.radio.cz. Thank you for listening and naschledanou.
Proč ta žena v tomhle pokoji mi však pořád tolik známá? Připadá stejně jak ten pokoj, jak ta nálada, jako rána, co se nebojí. Cizí ženou v cizím pokoji už jsem dlouho nebyl, já to nějak splet. Byl jsem tam, kde vidím nejmín 20 let. A to, co má v domě, je rozhodně pro mě. Stejně jako chůze v postroji, jsem tu se svou ženou ve svém pokoji.
And Ruth Frankova had that edition of Soundcheck, one of our more popular or most popular features here on Radio Prague. We're always getting lots of letters and responses from you to that particular show. If you'd like to listen again, of course, you can visit our archives on the net. The address is radio.cz and look up Soundcheck there so that you can get your check down perfectly. Okay, we're out of time for this day. I'm Jan Wellinger. For all of us here at the station, we want to thank you so much for joining us and take care.